Yeah, it's that time of year. Baseball's pennant chase heats up, full week of college football in the books, NFL about to start. It's a Friday. I can only mean one thing. Let's head to Magic City.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is!
Oh yeah, folks, another season. Time to break down some of the big action online. Visit ParamountSports.com, on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Welcome in, Lee Sterling. Lee, how are we doing?
I'm good. I'm good. It's going to be a long weekend. the NFL starting, but... it's great. I mean, look at some of the storylines that they have going on in the games. I mean, got Baker Mayfield going up against his old team. Got the Cowboys and Tampa rematch of Week 1 last year. And then Week 18 where we had the Raiders playing the Chargers, and they knocked out the Chargers. So those are just some of the games. I mean, they know how to set it up and tee it up perfect for Week 1.
Yeah, you know, historically, whether it's the NFL or big-time sport, you know, you speculate for months and months and months. Is the opening weekend any more difficult to handicap, or is it just, you know, data is data?
It has become tougher because, you know, most of these teams just not playing their starting units much at all. I mean, maybe two and a half quarters in the three games, so many players missing. You know, they want to go into the season healthy, and it leads for some uneven play the first week of the season. If anything, I think you'll just see more unders than overs. But they also figured that out too, and the totals aren't as high as we normally would see in years past. Back in the day when we were growing up, you used to play six preseason games.
It's crazy. All right,
pretty soon. I think in the next 2-3 years, we're going to have two preseason games. That's
right.
It.
And it actually makes sense if they're just going to extend the regular season. So
right.
We've got a rarity, Alabama playing a true road game at a conference in Austin for Texas. The only time they've met in the last 40 years was for the BCS title in 2009. Tide rolled against Utah State. Horns no problem with Louisiana Monroe. Odds makers not buying a lot of history here. Bama laying 20. What gives here?
I think the only way that Texas can stay in this game is they're going to play some solid defense. And I'm looking at the seven starters returning from last year, and they just don't have a whole lot of talent. Pete Kawakowski, their defensive coordinator, is going to probably move the chess pieces around and show some different looks. But, you know, I'm not just talking about, you know, like getting sacks. Third and two, can a defensive lineman, can he stuff the hole? Can a linebacker, third and five, when he's covering a running back, can he make a stop before the sticks? And I don't see many of those guys for Texas. I'm saying maybe one or two of them could start for Alabama's defense. And then on offense, when they try to move the ball, Quinn Ewers, he was sacked three times last week from Louisiana Monroe. Are you kidding me? Louisiana Monroe, I have been power rated the second worst team in the country, just barely above Hawaii. They're so bad that they're playing Nichols. Nichols State at home this weekend is only favored by 4 points. So it's trouble here. I mean, Texas, if they gave up three sacks, just look what Alabama's going to do. They had 57 sacks on the year last year. And then Alabama, you know, they lose on the road last year to A&M. I think their battle cry for this year is they're going to be absolutely prepared for every road game. And I think they're going to send Texas a message and tell them this is what the SEC is going to look like when you join in a couple years. Roll Tide, Alabama, 48-21.
All righty. Oregon State, their first season opening win since 2015, took it to Boise State. Defense, that was so troublesome last year under the new coordinator. He used to play linebacker there, Trent Bray. Fresno back under the guidance of Jeff Tedford, no problem, but Cal Poly. It's down in the Valley. Bulldogs, a small one-point favorite. Who we like in here?
Yeah, both teams got off to quick starts last week, but Beavers turned the ball over. Still not totally sold on their offense yet, but Yeah, I'm watching this Fresno State offense, and Jake Haener, I mean, if he is so accurate. I mean, last week, 36 for 42. Look at the one Pac-12 game they played last year against UCLA. Controlled the clock for 40 of the 60 minutes. He put up 32 first downs in that game. He averaged 8.7 yards per attempt, and they win the game 40-37. And how about this? In Oregon State games, the last 12 games that they have played in, the home team has covered 12 of the last 13 games. Give me some Fresno State action here. I think they win 35-31.
All righty. Let's continue talking numbers with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Both USC and Stanford play Notre Dame, so it seems like they always play week two. Trojans started the Lincoln-Riley era, just wrecked Rice, 52 points in the middle two quarters. Stanford easily took the toothpaste bowl against Colgate. Big game for Emmett Smith, the 87-yard touchdown, his kid, I should say. Southern Cal laying 9 on the farm. How you see this one playing out?
Yeah, Riley's debut was a success. Williams, 19 for 22 here, and you know those three pick six scores certainly were the difference here. They covered by 19.5 points. They had been on a 1-6 slide against the spread. I know the Cardinals returned 10 starters here, but I'm just not impressed. Even though McKee was 22 for 27 against the toothpaste team. They are on a 6-21 against the spread slide. Two teams that haven't been great against the spread, but I think Southern Cal, just too many playmakers. I like him 45-24.
All righty. Speaking of the all-time leading rusher to the NFL we go, Cowboys at Jerry's World, Brady and the Bucks, couple of teams with high hopes. And, of course, the key to the season is Giselle mad at Tom. Chris Godwin, I read he's iffy, Buck offensive line, Tampa a little itty-bitty one-point road favorite. How do you see this one?
So Dallas has some problems with Smith out at left tackle. He's their best lineman. Couple receivers will not play, but they got far less problems in Tampa Bay. I can't remember the last time a team without three starting linemen from the year before has been able to advance deep in the playoffs. So if I was Tom Brady, you know, I would have told Giselle, fine, I'll retire. I mean, I don't know why he's hanging on here, but he might think by the time we reach midseason, I made a big mistake on top of Godwin game-time decision, and I think they're going to hold him out. Without Gronk, you know, he's the guy that kept him, you know, kept his morale up, kept him going, and also his safety valve on the field. I think that's a huge loss also. And how about for the first time in maybe 25 years? I mean, the pressure is off Dallas. Last year, the hype was just so huge. They were never able to, you know, totally get it going. I think they're going to be motivated by that playoff game. They stunk up the joint. Maybe their worst half of the season was that first half against the Niners. They came back and were just 24 yards short. So I think they're going to get that revenge for that game. They lost the first week of the season against Tampa. I think the wrong team is favored. Give me Dallas, 28-24.
All righty. And our last game is, you got to love the schedule makers, the face of the franchise for a decade, Russell Wilson leaves for Denver. I got an idea. Let's bring Denver to Seattle for the Monday nighter. You can't be too thrilled with the Seahawks quarterback situation. Odds makers say Denver laying 6 in front of the 12s. How you see this one playing out?
Yeah, so I think Russell Wilson was disinterested last year. I mean, I saw him make some reads and miss some reads that he had never missed before. So, you know, he just knew that, you know, the time had come, and not saying what he did was right, but just didn't prepare like he normally prepares for games, and now he has that motivation. I don't know 2-3 years from now if he's going to be a top-tier quarterback, but I think this year, with the weapons that he has at receiver, they're underrated, and Javonte Williams at running back, who they finally unleashed the last 4 weeks of the regular season, I think they have a dynamic offense, and they're going to go against an ordinary Seattle defense. And then on offense, Geno Smith, I mean, you talk about a journeyman. I mean, should never be starting for anyone. On top of that, two rookie offensive tackles. Are you kidding me? I'll never forget this one time. I had a sophomore offensive lineman. The first game he started, he told me one time when the guy just went by him, look out. I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of lookout blocks from the Seattle duo here playing tackle. I like Denver here. They win easy, 31-13.
Look out. You're going to love it. All right, you know, you and I always talk about the big ones, be it Bama and Texas, regional Pac-12, the biggies in the NFL, but your service is about one thing, finding the edge, picking winners for your clients at Paramount Sports. Oregon's next opponent, you got the game of the week, BYU hosting Baylor in Provo. Let the folks know how to get that and all you got to offer at Paramount Sports.
Well, if they want to get this game, call right now. We'll give them the game for free. 800-400-9741. Again, the number, 800-400-9741. Give you this game for free. I have a real strong opinion on this game. And how about this, Steve? 3 weeks of action. Let's say you're not ready to sign up for the year. Just give me 3 weeks. I'll prove myself to you. Get every game in college football and the NFL. That's probably 10 to 14, 10 to 15 games a week, just $297, and we rate our selections from 10 to 50 units. We have a very rare 40 to 50 unit selection this weekend in football, and how on the money have we been on these 40 to 50 unit selections? Well, 51 and 16 the last dozen years. So you want to hop on board, now's the time, ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741. Start winning today.
All right, Lee, you're the man. Always fun talking with you. Have a great, great weekend, and we'll catch up next week.
Sounds good. Take care.